Well, my name is Dick Martin. I've been coming to Quimby Country since 1989. I think we've only missed 1 year in all that time. I had a high school friend who I had not seen in, 20 years or so, and he had come up here because a law partner of his was on the board and had invited him up. And he asked us to come up because we both had daughters about the same age, and he thought they'd get along. So we came up, and they did get along. They became good friends, summer friends, and the rest of us had a great time too. So we just decided to come back, and kept coming back, and coming back and coming back. I think the reason we kept coming back was something unique to Quimby Country. It was the other people who we spent the week with. It wasn't like going to a hotel resort where everybody was a stranger. Starting with the first Sunday cocktail party, you felt you knew everybody here, and you were sharing your vacation with them and doing things with them, and your kids were playing with their kids. It just became like one big family. And at the end of it all, you wanted to do it again the next year. So we would always sign up to get exactly the same week on the calendar. And in fact, the first question we'd ask was, well, who else is going to be here that week? And if it was the same people we just spent a week with, we put down our deposit and just came back. One of the things that appealed to us, in addition to the friends that we made here, was the sense of independence that our kids had. We live in a suburb of New York City, and I wouldn't say that we are helicoptering parents or anything like that, but we drove kids to play dates. We arranged for them to meet their friends at a certain time in a certain place, and they didn't wander off in the neighborhood the way we did when we were kids. But here, they could do that. You know, we'd get up in the morning and all have breakfast together, and then we might all go out on a hike together, but they also might just say, I'm going to go bike up to the rock with my friends. And they'd go swimming with a counselor watching over them, or they'd go pick blueberries without us. And they had such a great time. We had a great time. You know, part of it was when we could do things with them that we wouldn't do at home. I mean, I was busy, you know, leaving. I left for work at 6:30 in the morning, and often didn't get back until 7 o'clock at night when they were just about ready to go to bed. So there wasn't much time during the week that I could spend with them. Here, I had a whole week with them. We did things together. They did things on their own. My wife and I did things on our own. It was just a very invigorating week for everybody. You know, a place like Quimby's is really important today because there are so many electronic distractions. I love when my kids read, my grandkids, I mean. But I also realize I spend a lot of time staring at screens, either an iPhone, an iPad, or computer screen, or a television set. They could spend hours doing that and really enjoy themselves. But I like them to have the kind of summers that I had when I was a kid, and to be in the outside, making up games for yourself, just having a good time with your friends, going for a hike, biking up a trail, just enjoying yourself without staring at some kind of screen. Quimby Country does a good job of putting a limit on the internet access, which, first sounds a little schoolmarmy, but I've discovered it makes a huge difference. There are very few kids walking around Quimby Country saying, I have nothing to do, you know, or I'm bored. They find things to do. There's plenty to do, and it's the kind of stuff they probably don't do enough at home. Strangely enough, when I think of the times that I've enjoyed the most at Quimby Country, it's when it's raining, and you're in your cottage with a wood stove warming the place, and you can hear the rain slapping against the windows, and you've got a good book and a cup of coffee, and everybody is lying around and just catching up on their reading. Sounds like a terrible way to spend a vacation. In fact, the first week we came here, that's exactly how we spent all 7 days of the week. But we played board games. We did a lot of things that we typically wouldn't do at home. And those are the memories that come to me first. I also remember one morning when we had a black bear walking down the path, and the manager hired somebody to come in and chase the black bear off, and the guy arrived with a truck full of dogs that were barking, and it was in the middle of a thunderstorm, and it seemed like something out of Sherlock Holmes. But that was an unusual event. We don't normally have black bears walking around. When I get home from being at Quimby's, I feel really refreshed. And I miss the place. You know, I wonder what they're doing that week. I find myself looking at the weather reports for Averill, Vermont, strangely enough. But it's an invigorating and restful week when we're up here. It's also a fattening week because the food is pretty good. It's a very good time. It's an old-fashioned time.